Hello.
Oh, hi, Chad.
This is him.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, it got, hacked or stolen. I don't know if someone was using it. I had to, cancel it.
Oh, okay. No wonder. I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
I actually was feeling canceling Local Splash anyways because I never use it, and I don't really get any clients from my website anyways. So for me, it doesn't really make sense to keep paying that bill anyways.
Okay, so I need to give you some options then, Chad, because in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 29th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is a past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel.
So I owe you $500?
No, it's $149.
Isn't that 1 month's worth?
Mm-hmm. Yep, you pay us month to month for $149, so the only payment that's past due is the October 29th payment. But the good news is come November 29th, it would be past due for $298. That will continue to reoccur until this settles, so you're catching it in time before there's a second payment due.
Okay, well, hold on just 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got a card here whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
4206-7899.
Mm-hmm.
9234-0135.
Okay, expiration?
1225.
And the code on the back?
890.
Okay. And is it just the card that changed? It's still the same billing address, right? On 305 Utah 198?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same. Okay, perfect. And then let me get your authorization. So question, now that we're getting that past due amount, you do have an option of, let me just see here. Oh, and I got the green light on it, so that's good. That went through. Oh, no, I thought we were using a site that we built, but it looks like we were promoting your own site, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you have your own site. So I don't know if you've been on your dashboard or not to see the results that you're getting, but I do want to let you know that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 2,532 times, and you've had 43 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've probably gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
They're all through these builders I work with. So I have these builders that clients will come to them, and then they're you start with Chad. Chad designs the theme, then we can know how much it costs and get permitting with the documents he uses. I haven't had anyone call me. That's just a cold call, hey, usually if someone calls me, they're like, I got your number from this person. He told me to call you. That's 100% of all my clientele.
I see. So the stats that I just shared with you, they're actually coming from the first page of Google, not from somebody looking you up directly, okay? So let's say that I came in contact with one of those builders and they told me to call you. I would just, contact you directly. But what these impressions and actions are coming for is if somebody's in your area and they're typing in architectural designer, for example, and they see you on the first page, that's happened 2,532 times. And then Google checks the second step that they took to contact you. 43 Google actions, which included 37 clicks to your site, one click for driving directions, and five clicks to call you. So that doesn't mean that you've only gotten five phone calls, because if someone does the search on their smartphone, then yes, when they see you on the first page, they can just click to call you. But let's say they're on a regular computer or on a laptop, they can't click to call you, so they would have to actually dial your number, and that's happened 37 times where they've gone to your site for immediate contact. So
well,
I
get what you're saying. I'm just saying I know where my clients are coming from.
I know. I'm happy that you track it. So I just want to give you the heads up, Chad, that if you want to cancel it, I'll absolutely do it. But I know that it will dramatically affect your business, because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google will unravel, and all 48 directories that you're on will deactivate, and you will no longer be mobily optimized. So what I would suggest, if you like, is I can put you into corporate pricing moving forward. It's not a big difference, but it does reduce the rate to $129 monthly. And you're paid in full right now till November 29th anyway. So if you wanted to, you could, you know, take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for and try to evaluate this. What I can do on my end is have the technicians do a performance check on your account. And if there's any updates that will improve performance, they can definitely, you know, apply those for you behind the scenes. You're doing really good, by the way.
Here's what mm-hmm. I actually need.
Yes,
of course. I think on my website, like if you go to like book a consultation, it doesn't like send any, it doesn't do anything. Like none of those buttons even work. I'm not like super pumped on my website either, because one, and this ain't anything that you can solve, but all my really nice, like high multi-million dollar projects that I've designed are
right.
still in the process of being built. So I don't even have a real portfolio. I'm just using like stock photos from like whatever Squarespace or whatever I use to build my website. So that's one reason why I'm like not super pumped. I'm like, oh yeah, people are seeing my site. They're actually not even seeing my work, and they're seeing like a broken website essentially, you know?
Right. Right.
So that's the kind of things that I'm looking to like improve on over time. Just once I get some of these really nice homes that I've been a part of helping design, I'd like to get those pictures and that portfolio on my website. From there, I'll probably be more willing to be more aggressive to promote it. But as of now, it's kind of like, all my clients are coming from five or six different builders, you know, most of them. And, or it'll be like clients that recommend me to another, their friend or something. That usually happens too. So.
Yeah. Like a word of mouth referral.
Yeah.
Just to give you an idea, and you can do this right now too, if you wanted to just, see what the number shows on your end. But I typed in architectural designer Salem, Utah into Google. Underneath that search bar, there's a number that shows up of the amount of results, and it's showing me 5,222,000 search results, and your company, Skyline Design Studio, is on the very first listing at the top of the page out of over 5 million plus options. So what that tells me is that, you know, once this cancels, everything will definitely unravel, because you and I both know, even with stock photos on your site or not, nobody's going to search through 5 million plus, you know, links in order to hopefully find you. You know, most people will do a search. They see the companies coming up are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that. So, you know, either way, I want to make you happy and, you know, I want you to be satisfied. So if you want me to cancel it now, I can. But if not, you know, you can definitely take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for and try to evaluate whether this is worth it for you, you know, moving forward. And come November 29th.
Yeah, another thing is I've never really even been able to get into the dashboard. I've never even been in.
I can show you. With Google,
A lot of those same analytics are on, like, my Google My Business page.
A lot of them could be. So what happens is anybody can create a Google Business page listing. That's free. You don't have to hire a company to do that, right? However, in order to get on the first page of search results, two things has to happen. Number one, there has to be availability, which we had 4 months ago when we brought you on board. Secondly, it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations on an ongoing basis to make sure that your business not only ranks on the first page, but stays there, because Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as often as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time a new revision comes through, when you have our service, we have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you don't fall off the first page. So let's say this were to cancel today. It's not like somebody's going to hit a button and then all of a sudden everything that we've done for you just erases. You still have the Google Business page that still belongs to your business, but without the active programming on it, it will definitely fall back in the rankings, because that has to be done on a day-to-day consistent basis in order to achieve, especially for you. You're in the very first position in a spotlight position on the first page. That doesn't happen organically. That happens because of the programming and the algorithm updates that are taking place on this end. But what I'm saying is, if you initially had your Google Business page and then you added us as a manager to it, you will see the same analytics coming through your Google Business page, but it's still as a result of the programming we're doing. Because if it's just a Google Business page that's sitting there and nobody's working on it, it won't achieve that type of ranking.
Well, I guess just let me think about it again. I didn't think that was that big of a deal, just because I don't get any clients through the internet. Like, I literally don't have anyone that calls me like, oh yeah, I just Googled you and your name popped up. Like, that doesn't ever happen to me.
Okay.
It just doesn't. I don't know why. Maybe it would happen more if I'm closer to Salt Lake City, but Salem's pretty far away. So like the major areas are probably getting stuff like that going for them. But anyway.
I do think it's unrealistic for somebody to say, oh, I Googled and you just popped right up. I mean, that typically doesn't happen. But if you just do a little bit of probing and be like, hey, how'd you find me? You might hear, because I'm seeing it on your dashboard, every now and then, I saw you on the internet, I looked you up online, I found you on Google. You might hear things like that, which are still as a result of this program. So
one guy that got a hold of me online on my Google My Business and was messaging me.
No, I don't see that.
There was one guy that did get a hold of me through the Google message, and it felt a little scammy. If you go through and read my messages, the guy like, "Oh, I'm not in town, but I need you to give my surveyor $10,000. I'll forward you this money."
Yikes!
Like,
oh my goodness!
I'm good. Later.
Yeah, be careful with those. I'm happy you recognize that it was a scam. If you ever have any doubts, I always tell people, you can always, you know, say, hey, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to ask her. If it's a scam, they're not going to ask me, right? Because they know it's a scam. But it's a nice way for you to defer those types of occurrences away. But I think you recognized it. It sounded like it, you know, it was standing out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, I think they saw my Google My Business page, and it's super gross, I think, just because I'm using these renderings I made of this house size design.
Yeah.
Anyways, they probably looked at my profiles like, oh, this guy's super hungry. We can get him, you know. I was just too busy to deal with it. I'm like, listen, even if you are a real customer, why can't you just pay your surveyor yourself? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yep.
Anyways.
It's like that old saying I learned back in high school, like back in the ancient days when my sociology teacher said, if it sounds too good to be true, it always is. And that has always resonated with me.
Owner wants to like be someone's bank account or bank processor, you know, because that messes up all my tax stuff. Like, I don't want to have to deal with that or pay taxes on it just because I didn't do it right. Like, it's just a weird thing.
Sure.
I'm sure they don't get anybody with that because maybe someone was super desperate and just wanted to believe that was a real deal.
They probably get someone somewhere somehow because that's why they're doing it. They've gotten people that way. And so, you know, but it's scary. I will recommend this. I don't know if you use any other services like a Home Advisor, an Angie Leads or Thumbtack, but sometimes scam companies will get a hold of businesses through those sources because those are also directories. So you could go on there and put like, you know,
yeah,
architectural. Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. So just a heads up.
No, I keep having to pause it because I'm just too busy like with my own like builders. So like I can't even.
Okay, so even if the leads are paused, even if they're paused, you'll still have a listing up on their directory. So somebody could go in and put architects in Utah, for example, and they get pages and pages of leads. And then sometimes they'll start messaging those companies through, you know, Google or their websites or what have you with those scam offers. So sometimes that's where those types of calls originate from. Does that make sense? Because, for instance, you said your leads are on pause. I just went to Angie Leads to look you up to see if you were still there. And, yes, your listing is still there. So people sometimes use that as a lead source. But I'll definitely I'll keep it going for you just so you have some time to think about it. Go ahead.
I just need to know, like, what my is it pretty easy to reset a password in your, like, login stuff for that?
Of course. Let me just look here.
On right this moment, so.
Okay.
But, yeah, if you send me an email, that'd be great.
I'm trying to see if you had already set. Okay, no, you haven't. So on this login, it does show a username and a temporary password that our system has generated for you. Once you log in, you can change it to whatever password that you like, but this is just a temporary password to allow you in, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so you're all good to go, so have a nice rest of your week, too.
All right, yeah, you too.
All right, thank you. Okay. All right, you too. Thanks, Chad. Okay, bye.